Reformed Church.
You know, it just, it's an interesting thing, you know, the one single commandment that the Lord has given us, right? The one single commandment is faith in Jesus, right? And so obviously because it's faith in Jesus, I think there's still some leftover bad teaching, right, that we have, or bad understanding that we develop ourselves or with the help of other people, but, you know, just bad understanding that we have in our mind, that, you know, this faith that the Lord talks about, that, you know, the command of faith, or that faith in Jesus somehow is a laborious thing, right? Like you're trying, you know, it's just not there yet or whatever, right? But in actuality, he's made faith for us a very simple thing, right? He's made faith very, very simple to us, because he teaches us that faith comes by hearing, right? So the hearing in and of itself is not our job, right? But it's something that I think is very easily missed in why you're trying to hear, or if we could just say listen, right? That while you're trying to listen, there's something that can happen that it becomes kind of passive listening, right? That when you hear, okay, well, you know, faith comes by hearing, then, you know, like kind of like you can sit, you can come to church, or you can listen to a message online, and you know how it is. You know, you just kind of, you know, you could be doing dishes, or you could be, you know, working out, or you could be doing whatever, yard work or whatever, and you're just listening to a message. But to be honest with you, if you probably got to the end of that, maybe you caught a little bit of what was being said, right? But you're not really hearing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we're just going to be honest with a lot of the things that we do, you know, the same way you listen to that is probably the same way you could listen to a podcast, right, of any kind. You're just, the words are just flying through your AirPods or through whatever medium you're listening to them, right? But it can become really just passive listening, where you really think, you know, like people that say that, you know, if you want positive reinforcement, just go to sleep at night with some guru, right, spouting all this stuff, and that in and of itself will kind of do something for you in your subconscious in the middle of the night. But that's not really hearing, right? That's not the kind of listening that the Lord is asking us for, right? When he says to listen to him, it's to listen to him intently, right? And that intently, what I mean by that is intentional, right? Intentional. In other words, that you would intentionally acknowledge Jesus as the one that is your teacher, that you by yourself cannot listen, nor can you understand anything without him, right? It's just that simple. And I'll just say right now, for lack of a better word right now, that simple frame of mind, right, to say, I can't just listen to this. I can't just come to another church service and listen to another message yet again. And we're kind of doing whatever, you know, we're sitting there and our eyes are kind of like whatever. And you're wondering and you're thinking about this and that. In other words, listening like you listen to everything else. If you find yourself listening to the word of God being preached, or you find yourself reading your Bible, or you find yourself listening to a message online or in whatever form you have it, right? And you find yourself doing it basically like you listen to everything else, right? That can very easily become just passive listening, right? And honestly, I'll just tell you this, and this is, I'm just using myself as an example, right? When I'm listening to a message, I find it really hard not to write something down, right? Because I'm not trying to listen to forget it, right? I'm not saying that writing down something is like God's way of teaching, that is intentional listening. But what I'm saying is, you know, when things are important to me, right, I write them down. And when I am not at a place in my life, right, where I can just kind of just absorb everything that comes across, right? So I write things down so I can later review them, so I can have them kind of in my memory, in my mind, as I'm thinking throughout the day, because that helps me have things in my heart and mind where I can acknowledge the Lord and he can continue to teach me on these things. Some people, what they do is, you may not see them writing notes at church, but they take and then they listen to the same message online later, and that may be a regular practice. And I wouldn't find that odd that some of you might do that you take, you know, you listen here, but you're not able maybe to take active notes or whatever. You just want to listen, so you take notes later. But I guess what I'm trying to tell you is not just the importance of the Word of God that you hear preached, right? I'm not just asking you to just have a relook at the importance that you give at the Word of God being preached, but that you see and that you understand that there's a marked difference difference between listening to the word of God, listening to a message being preached. There's a difference between doing that and all the other kind of listening that you do, right? All the other kind of listening that you do. And to be honest with you, that's a great place to start. I would say that in probably every listening that you do or all of the things that go out throughout your day, you can acknowledge God in all of those ways and will grow even in those things to be able to filter even carnal things that you hear through the filter of the Spirit of God on the inside of you, right? But I just wanted to touch on that just real briefly to remind you of how important it is to listen. There is definitely a high importance that the people that are speaking, right, that the preachers that are preaching are speaking, right, according to the Spirit of God, things are being taught according to Christ, that all of those things are considered, that we're acknowledging the Lord in our speaking. But honestly, I really have gotten to the point that I really don't see any difference between hearing and preaching. I don't see any difference there, because I find myself that I can't preach accurately without hearing accurately, right? So I don't, whether I'm sitting there listening to Pastor Mike preach or whether I'm the one that's preaching, it's not very different to me, because one thing is coming out of my mouth, but in both instances, you have to be listening, right? So it's just to be able to see, you know, how there is such a thing as just passive listening, where you're just listening and you can get very used to just kind of listening. Oh, and what are you doing? Oh, yeah, I just put on a message, you know. But if you really look at, okay, so you put on a message and you may have listened to 3 messages in a day, or while you were actively working, you were just listening to a message. But do you even know what was being said? Did you acknowledge the Lord to be able to teach you as you were hearing, for him to be able to be the one to enlighten your mind, right? You know, here's the truth, and I'll stop with this. He's the only one that can enlighten your mind. Your subconscious is not going to enlighten your mind, right? He is the only one that can enlighten your heart. In other words, that actually allows you to see what you're hearing, to be able to see Christ, right? If the Word of God reveals Jesus, right? Passive listening, you won't get past the just hearing, right? You won't get past the just hearing. You'll hear, but you won't see, right? So we want to hear, and then we want to see it, right? So great that we're hearing. That's awesome. But I just don't want us to get too comfortable with the hearing thing, that you actually think, like it was for me years ago, right? That I would get up in the morning and I would put on, you know, one of my favorite Bible teachers, and I would just be listening, right? But it was just kind of like a method. It became just a method to me. It became part of my daily routine that I did. And it wasn't really that I was really hearing, acknowledging the Lord. I mean, for the most part, I don't even know for how many years, a lot of the listening that I did was listening when I was trying to study and I was trying to memorize and I was trying to get it, right? Which obviously leads to nothing either. It's just that simple little thing that the Lord taught us years ago, acknowledging him, right? The acknowledging of the Lord while you're hearing, right? That makes all of the difference, obviously not just in hearing and everything that you do, but especially in your hearing, right? That when you're hearing the Word of God, when you're reading the Word of God, when you're listening to the Word of God, that we acknowledge the Lord and know that he's the only one that can acknowledge, he's the only one that can enlighten our minds, he's the only one that can open up our eyes so that we can see Christ being revealed to us, right? In other words, it's cool, right? When you are hearing someone and you ever hear somebody say like the revelation that they have about Jesus, right? So it's cool to be able to see the revelation that somebody else has about what they read in Scripture about Jesus, right? Great. That's good, right? But remember, that revelation that person has about Jesus came from hearing, right? That's how they got that, right? It's not that they read a great biblical commentary. It's that they got it from hearing. There was no other way that they got it. That word that's being preached came from hearing, which is the exact same advantage that you've been given, right? It's the same advantage that we all been given. So it's great to be able to listen secondhand to the revelation that somebody else has about Jesus Christ. And that's great. And it makes sense. And all that is really good, right? But we can't allow that even to take the place, right? Because there is a, I'll just say there's a complacency that we can fall into, right? That you're more comfortable hearing the revelation that someone else has about Scripture than you being able to read Scripture for yourself and allowing the Spirit of God to open up your eyes to Christ being revealed in it. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong at all with hearing the revelation of somebody else. That's awesome, right? That's an awesome thing. But again, I just want to stress, right, there's a difference between passive listening and actually acknowledging the Lord to be for him to actually be able to enlighten your heart, right? I mean, when we read the New Testament, right, the great majority of that is an explanation, right? An explanation of Old Testament Scripture, which is awesome, right? That's fine. That's great. And you can, the Lord can show you and make those things real so that you can see Christ, right? I mean, there's people that read the New Testament and all they see is the Old Testament law, right? It's definitely not hard to do that. To read things about commandments in the New Testament, to read things about law in the New Testament, and instead of equating that to the law of faith, you can equate that to the law of Moses, right? Because you're not leaning on your own understanding. So I'll actually stop there with this thought that I didn't want to forget to mention, that just when you're hearing or when you're listening to the Word of God, right, that you know that part of our listening is not to lean on our own understanding, right? So if you find yourself saying, I just don't get it, like I don't see that, or I see what you read and I get what you're saying, but I don't see that when I read that, right? I mean, because I've heard people tell me that, right? I've heard people tell me that. When I read what you read, I didn't get that, right? And they want you to explain to them, like, how did you get that from this? But the reality of the fact is that the reason why somebody would say that they read it and they don't get it is because they're the ones that are doing it. In other words, you're the one that's trying to study. You're the one that's trying to get what you just read. Instead of not leaning on your own understanding at all and just acknowledge the Lord and be able to listen, to read, to listen, without the overhead, without the pressure of I need to understand, I need to make this real for myself, right? It's just as simple as moving away from passive listening is as simple as, you know what, Lord, first of all, I'm gonna give this my time, right? And you've heard Pastor Mike say several times that it's a process, it takes time. But the process can take a heck of a lot longer than it needs to if you're just passing the time and you don't give it the time. There's a difference between listening to a message and listening to a message, right? Because you can listen to something, you can put it in your ears all day long, and you could be constructing something or doing something, but that doesn't mean you're getting what you're listening to, right? And I'm not saying acknowledge the Lord and then just let it play in your ears until whenever, right? It's if we're gonna give something our time, then give it your attention, right? Just give it your attention. It's kind of like, I equate it to like if I'm sitting listening to a message, you know, is it any good for me to be sitting there listening to a message when what I'm doing is, I don't know, I'm biting my nails, I'm filing them, I'm doing whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm kind of taking care of my personal hygiene in the front, you know, like that's not doing anything, right? I'm here, I'm present in body, but I'm not really listening, right? I may passively be doing something, but so all it does is it makes something seem like it has to take longer, right, than it actually really needs to. Like if you really think about it, if our hearing were not so passive, but if our hearing was always very intentional, acknowledging the Lord and being present where we are, right, and acknowledging the Lord in that and actually listening to something, if all of our listening like that, would we actually really be in our understanding where we are today? We wouldn't, right? We would be a heck of a lot farther along than we are right now in our understanding. So it's not about trying to down where we are. It's just that we just want to make sure that in everything that we do, especially, you know, we're kind of used to each other in here. We're very familiar with one another. But you have to really take and put the familiarity aside and say, you know what, Lord, you're the one that I want to listen to. You're the one that I want to hear. And then listen intently. And what I mean by intently means, I said that before, was intentional. And what I mean by intentional is intentionally acknowledge the Lord as the one that you're that you're allowing into your heart to bring things up to remembrance, to help you make sense of things, to connect all the dots in your mind, right? To help you understand how it is that Christ is being revealed in the things that are being taught, right? And then to help you even take it from there, right? To help you take it from there. So if you, well, I don't think I have to go there. So I'll leave that right there. So hopefully that's a just a good a good reminder of you know we have it very good. I just believe there's so many good things that we hear right at this church. There's so many good things that the Lord has taught us over the years. Let's. Obviously, we're not talking about forgetting the things that we've learned, because I think we've become more and more established in the things that we have heard. But I think we can move on definitely to even greater things and further understanding if we just do that together, right? Let's not be passive listeners, because we're here Wednesday, we're here Sunday, we're here Wednesday, then we're here Sunday, and then we're here Wednesday, and then we're here Sunday, and then after that, then we're here Wednesday again, and then we're here Sunday. But instead, it's a brand new opportunity. I forget who I was talking to. I think I was talking to one of your boys. And I was just saying, it's kind of exciting to me every single time that I just want to know, Lord, what is the next topic or the next thing that you're bringing up into my mind? And it doesn't have to be brand new. I don't care about that. I really honestly do not care whether it's something that he's told me 150 times or if it's something that he's telling me fresh, brand new, and I never heard it in my mind before. But just, it's a cool thing to see, like what's the next thing that you're looking to encourage me in? Like, what's the next thing that you want to establish me further in? Like, what's that thing? Like, that's what I care about. I care about what is that thing that you're telling me right now. It just reminds me in Revelation of how many times he said that we would hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches, right? That we would hear. Like, I take it with that much importance, right? I give it more importance than if my boss at work tells me, listen, I want you to listen to what I'm saying to you. This is really crucial. I need you to do this by this date, and I want you to have it present in your mind, right? It's more important to me than following the direction of a boss and following the direction of an individual for God to tell me, listen to what I'm trying to tell you, right? Like, listen. Listen intently on purpose to what I'm trying to tell you, and I'll be the one to tell you, and I'll be the one to make you understand. I'll be the one to put it in your heart. I'll be the one to do all of that for you if you just give me the time and acknowledge me in it, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.